morning.
Wake up time!
Now on Sports Radio 810 WHB, the Interurban Lofts proudly present The Border Patrol with Stephen St. John and Nate Buchanan.
Good morning, my neighbor!
It's showtime!
Here's Kyrie Shelton playing it across to Daniel Shalloway, who turns it home. The Hungarian assassin fires Sporting Kansas City in front right on the stroke of 10 minutes, and it's 1-0.
As a Sporting KC fan, you know what a rainbow means when it appears at Children's Mercy Park. I'll maybe give you a cliff notes of that at some point if time allows. Here's a ball in by Felipe Hernandez, and it's knotted home by Courtney Ford. This time he got it past Nuhu, and Sporting have doubled their advantage. 2-0 in the 38th minute. Caden Pierre cutting centrally. Nice little turn of pace there, and then lays it off for Kyrie Shelton. Out wide to Shallow, he's got some space into the penalty area, onto his right foot, cutting back to his left, put one man on the ground, Shallow slots it in! It's showtime in Kansas City! Daniel Shallow with an absolute slalom run right through the penalty area. He's got a brace. He's the all-time leading scorer in U.S. Open Cup history for Sporting Kansas City. And it's 3-0. Ball flicked up the field to Kyrie Shelton. And his shot is off of the post and in. Kyrie Shelton held off a defender with one shoulder and a sliding shot attempt. The goalkeeper knew who got a piece of it and pushed it off the bar, but it bounced, or the post, I should say. It bounces off the post and in, and it's 4-0. I'll give you a remarkable statistic on Peter Vermes in the Open Cup in a moment as Johnny's cuts the ball across. Felipe Hernandez gets on it, and he fires it home. 5-0 Sporting. In Dembe forward, now Felipe Hernandez, one-touch shot, and an absolutely sublime finish. Felipe Hernandez makes it 6. He's got a brace. And there is the final whistle. And the Owls go quietly into the night. Sporting Kansas City dominating in this quarterfinal victory over Union Omaha. 6-0. And it's on to the semifinals of the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup for Sporting Kansas City for the 6th time in club history.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Brother, give me some Otani highlights. That dude just did something nobody in Major League Baseball has ever done before. We need to recognize that. This is the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. All apologies to Sporting Kansas City. We'll get to that in the next segment, but we're going to start the show talking about Shohei Ohtani, because I started the week by telling you, because I've sensed it, because I felt it, we've all felt it, that our interest in the Royals has waned. Our desire to watch the Royals has made it through this very difficult stretch to start the season. And with good reason. And also, again, it's not easy to watch the Royals. Not everyone has easy access to watch the Royals. They make it very difficult to watch the Royals. I'm lucky. I have Spectrum. I'm able to watch Bally's, and so but I get it. Trust me. I hear from enough people, enough listeners, that it's not easy to watch the Royals. But when we had Andy Rogers on Monday, when we talked about the Royals this week, I tried to encourage people, man, just check the negativity at the door and watch this series. If you're going to watch a series, if you're going to watch a player, I've had so many people send me messages, I'm done watching the Royals. I don't care. I'm done for this season. If I'm not doing anything and they happen to be on and for some reason I'm not blocked by Major League Baseball, I'll watch them. But, you know, I feel like there's so many things to watch and so many things to do. Things get lost in the shuffle. And I just tried to, on Monday and Tuesday, tried to express how important it is to watch this series. Because you're watching the best baseball player in the world and one of the best athletes in the world. And you're you have a chance when you watch him to watch history, Major League Baseball history. And so I'm glad I did that. I'm glad I talked with Annie about that. I'm glad we pointed that out because the negativity can eat away at the enthusiasm for baseball and for the Royals. Why wouldn't it? It's hard, man. There's a lot of different things competing for your entertainment dollar. You know, why wouldn't you go out to Sporting last night and watch them win 6-0 and celebrate and have fun? That's fun. You heard that. You heard the fun in Nate's voice. That's fun. Why wouldn't you be focused on that? Why wouldn't you just go see a movie or something? You don't have to put yourself through the frustration of watching the Royals every night like we do. We have to because we got to talk about them, you know? And we watch, let's be honest, we watch the Royals sometimes when we don't want to. There are nights, especially on the West Coast, like, okay, I'll finish watching these last three innings. I've seen the end of this movie before, but I'll watch. Because you got to talk about it the next day. Some people don't want to watch. I don't blame you. Marco doesn't have to talk about the Royals. Clearly, he didn't watch. Do you have any idea what happened last night, by the way? Be honest. Do you know? I want you to be honest with me.
Not before looking at the box score just right now, but I did watch up until the third inning.
Okay. And see, that's probably, you should look at the box score first thing when you wake up just to make sure, you know, something crazy didn't happen, right? Like last night, that was baseball history. The day after having 8 ribbies in a game, Shohei Ohtani goes on the mound and throws 8 shutout innings and strikes out 13. Okay, and I try to stay away from hyperbole. And again, that's why if you can watch it, if you have access to the Royals, watch this series. If you're mad at the Royals, if you're frustrated at the Royals, watch it anyway. You should still watch to see what Bobby Witt Jr. does and watch, you know, just it's the hometown team. But watch Ohtani. At least give yourself that, all right? Because I know it sucks. It's tough to try to watch. You know, not a whole lot of people going to stay up and watch the Mariners and the Angels, right? Just to see Ohtani. But Ohtani's playing the Royals, so it's an important story. At least we have a reason to watch, right? So I have no way of researching this. This is just in my mind. That's the greatest two-game performance I think I've ever seen in my life from a baseball player. I know that's kind of a weird way to categorize it, but if you try to think of the greatest like two-game performance, back-to-back game performance, what would top that?
Be pretty hard to do.
What on earth would top that?
It's hard to imagine something like that.
And so I feel like I saw something the last two nights. I saw the greatest two-game performance from a Major League Baseball player in my life. Maybe something happened that I'm forgetting about in 1982. I don't know. And yes, it's regular season baseball, and yes, I'm quite sure that someone will have the smart-ass remark, well, it was against the Royals, didn't really count.
Royals had two good days offensively before he came came to the mound.
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, a good way to put it into context. No player's ever done what he did in back-to-back days in the same career.
Right, right. I'm getting to that. Oh, there's so he had a career high 8 ribbies on Tuesday night, and then he had a career high 13 strikeouts the next night. He's the first Major League Baseball player with both an 8 RBI game and a 13 strikeout game in his career. Now, let's go through this like what Nate said. Let's listen to what I'm saying here. He's the first player in his career to now have an 8 RBI game and a 13 strikeout game. At least 13 strikeouts, right? First player in his whole career, right? He did it in back-to-back nights. He did it in back-to-back nights. And no one's done it in their career. We see all this crazy stuff like Babe Ruth. Babe Ruth never did that. Didn't do it in his career. I don't know what to say. He's unbelievable. He is unbelievable. He's the first player since RBI became official in 1920 with at least 8 ribbies and at least 10 strikeouts in consecutive games in either order. I mean, you've never seen it before. How could you have? It's never happened before. Within a little over a 24-hour span, he had an 8 RBI game, and then he threw 8 shutout innings and struck out 13. I'm watching him. He geared up and like hit 99 against Melendez. I don't know. Maybe I'm the only one that's like he got amazed
on,
by this.
He got on base 3 times last night, 2 at the plate.
I just saw Marco mouth the word "so what."
Like Marco,
this
okay.
is unbelievable. I don't know what can impress you. I don't know that you're the baseball. You're clearly. I will not. Put this on you guys. You're clearly not the baseball nerd that I am when it comes to rotisserie and stats and everything else. And that's a compliment to both of you. You don't want to be that because it's irritating for people around me. I promise you. And so I get flabbergasted and goo goo gaga over the stuff. I'm like, I can't. And then I'm looking at, historical reference. I feel like it's not celebrated. And again, it happens, late at night. And here's the perfect example. A younger man like Marco, who is not as attached to baseball, he's somewhat oblivious to it this morning. But that's the plight of Major League Baseball, yes?
Yeah.
I'm making a good example of you because this is what baseball battles.
No, you're absolutely right.
You are what baseball wants. They don't want me. They have me. They don't need to appeal to me. They've got me.
Yeah.
Whatever. They've got. I'm not going anywhere. They want you. They want Nnamdi. They really want Nnamdi. This young upcoming professional. Like the NBA's got Nnamdi. They got right. The NBA's got their hooks in Nnamdi.
Yeah.
The NFL's got their hooks in Nnamdi. College basketball's got their hooks in Nnamdi. Has college football got their hooks in you? Hey, college football's got their hooks in Nnamdi.
He's a Kansas fan.
Now, let me tell you something. I saw multiple highlights of this young man in the stands at a Kansas football game. We've had other Kansas interns in here that had never been to a football game.
Right.
You would think that's a top 10 program. This guy's in there waving the weed. He's leading cheers. He's looking like he's having the time of his life. at Kansas. So you, that's, and I said, that's our intern right there.
Yep.
Right?
That's right.
Because you, we've had interns at Kansas that have, were like juniors or seniors.
Had not been to a game.
When's the last time you've been to a football game? Well, haven't gone to one yet.
Thinking about going this year.
Right. He'll go.
Yeah. He wants to go.
Right. But I don't hear Nnamdi talk very much about Major League Baseball.
Did Nnamdi watch this last night? Did he
Nnamdi,
see
history? Did you have, look, he's shaking his head. No idea. How old are you, Marco?
24.
Nnamdi, how old are you? How old's Nnamdi? 19?
Did Nnamdi even think to turn the game on? Marco at least gave it three innings.
Yeah.
What, Nnamdi even turn it on?
Nnamdi's 19. Yeah, I turned it on for three innings with my dad, and then we're like, all right, let's watch the season finale to Obi-Wan. Because he's not home all the time.
Well, that's so fine. I haven't seen the season finale yet. But even like Otani, you didn't like by the third inning he was you could tell he was on.
Oh, well, yeah,
he was killing it. You didn't think like, man, let me see how many strikeouts he gets. It wasn't exciting enough. I mean, be honest, you're not. Hey, you were an individual. You are you. But I think this is very interesting because it is an example of what Major League Baseball faces, because they have a very difficult time capturing the imagination of the, like, Nnamdi's yawning while I'm talking about this.
Yep.
The capturing the imagination of the younger base. Do they not? Of course they do.
I think these are two guys that like sports.
Right.
Like
right.
They
love it.
They're working in sports and they're not that interested.
And 49
so
year old
guy that's just not a casual sports fan.
49-year-old stat nerd rotisserie baseball guys in here, losing my mind over watching Shohei Ohtani the last two nights. You have every reason why to be more interested in soccer, because that's your team and that's your job and play by play. But I don't feel like you're as I mean, you appreciate it, but I'm ready to I don't know what I'm ready to do. I can't believe what I saw, and I feel like there's so many people like And Marcus just and I love you, and I should have said something, but I'm waiting in the intro, and I get it. We're gonna play Nate's calls and everything, but I'm waiting. I go, okay,
why do you want Shohei's highlights?
Because it was Major League Baseball history. It was Major League Baseball history. And it happened against the Royals. Do you think it was highlight worthy?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
You think that should have been like the very exciting call? And that's 13 strikeouts now for Ohtani. I mean, do you think, because it happened to the Royals, and it was,
yeah,
I'm asking you.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I will admit, my journey with the Ohtani history yesterday was, by the time the sporting game got over, and I went down to the field club to celebrate a little bit with some of the crew, they had the game on, and you know, I saw what the score was. I was on social media, and I hadn't seen a ton of chatter about Ohtani yet, so I watched the last three or four innings of the game and saw the Royals lose, and all I was thinking about at the time was, oh, that's a bummer. Royals lost. You know, they got shut out. They had a chance to get a sweep, and they didn't get it. And then when I got home from the game, I got on social media and saw all these stats getting tweeted out by ESPN and everything, and I was like, oh, damn.
But
13 strikeouts for Ohtani. Wow.
But even like watching it, man, it was like magnificent.
Yeah, and I didn't have the volume on, obviously, where I was watching it, so I wasn't able to hear him talking about it or anything. But
so that's kind of another thing, too. Steven, I'd imagine your Twitter was talking about it a lot yesterday, probably during the game, because I'm with Nate. I didn't see.
Obviously, but I've been pumping this up since Monday. Like, I couldn't wait to watch it.
Right, right.
You know, this is not revisionist history.
Yeah.
That's, we had this conversation.
I can't wait to watch this.
And so I was locked. I didn't need Twitter because I was locked in. So I wanted to watch Ohtani against the Royals every minute possible.
Exactly. But that's where I'm where I'm talking about your point with the MLB. When NBA's going on, there's a big slate of games during the week. You're seeing the conversations all over Twitter and highlights all over Twitter. That's another thing with the MLB. Unless you're, I've tried following more baseball accounts to help with that, but you're not seeing all that, or at least I'm not seeing it all on my feed. The algorithm is not picking up MLB.
Well, and I don't know if it's still the case, but for a while there,
play that highlight I just sent you.
For a while there, like, MLB would fight people from posting the video clips on Twitter of things that were happening in Major League Baseball because it was a rights violation, where the NBA would encourage it. Yeah, put our clips out there. Not, let everybody know.
I'm not defending. That's what I'm telling you. This is the problem baseball has.
Yeah. I was surprised I hadn't seen more chatter on social media about it until I got home. I saw a few things from ESPN on stats and info. You know, like, that should be the type of thing. MLB ought to be doing everything they can to make sure the whole country sees that through every social media platform possible.
Play a bit. I mean, just listen to the excitement. And I get it. It's against the Royals, but I'm not going to, you know, just because it's happening to the Royals. I mean, look, hey, it was the 8 RBI game last night. The Royals won. And I didn't let that take away from the magnificence of Ohtani, right? And that 3-run home run in the 9th inning. And so just because the Royals lost, I'm still going to appreciate, again, the greatest baseball player in the world. Is there a debate there? Like, you can't compare him to nobody.
He's a unicorn.
Who can you compare him to? And this is why they throw this around about Mondesi, once in a generational talent. That's an insult to someone like Ohtani. That's a once in a generational talent. That's a once in a lifetime talent, maybe. That's a once in a lifetime talent. Because I've only seen that so far once in my lifetime.
Right. It's never happened. Right? I mean, it's a unicorn.
Play this highlight.
That's what we're seeing here. It's the master at work. 100 right there. Believe it. 0-2 coming. It is in there. A career high 13 strikeouts for Shohei Ohtani. How about a little baker's dozen, Shohei? Absolutely outstanding.
And it was, I was like getting goosebumps watching it because it was, and of course the Royals call wasn't, you know, it's locked in on Ohtani, but still was like, you know, like when you're watching something, well, I'm watching something, this is something else, man. Like, I don't, like, okay, so when are you going to see something like that again from a player in back-to-back nights? Never?
Well, if you do, it's going to be him.
Right.
I mean, but
when's the last time we've seen it?
I mean, and it's not Never. Likely for him to have 8 RBIs, you know, or, I mean, anything.
That's what I mean. Yeah. And that's why I can't. And it's got to be like Major League Baseball. He makes a great point. And see, that's why I like to hear what he's having to say about this because, and Marco, that's what you provide to the show, a different, fresher perspective, and you see it through your lens where, like, you know, I'm not seeing this. He says, algorithms, whatever. You know, you're just, like Nnamdi. I don't know any of all Phil's friends. He loves sports more than anyone. And he's like, you know, wow. Mm-hmm. Right. But that's what Major League Baseball faces.
Yeah. And it doesn't help at all that the Royals, like you said, have kind of made it to where you kind of don't want to watch them.
But that's what I tried to, I said, hey, you better watch this.
You told people.
Watch them pitch on Wednesday. It's gonna be awesome. Because a lot, and again, many people have turned their nose up at baseball, and especially the Royals right now. And I hope enough, and I have a feeling that there are more people that are on Marco and Nnamdi's side this morning that have no idea what happened last night or didn't really watch it or just, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's plenty that watched it, but I don't know, man. Tweet at me if you saw it. I don't know. I appreciate greatness, whether it's in a Royals uniform, against the Royals or whatever. And what I saw last night, I ain't never seen nothing like that the last two nights in my life as a sports fan. He's one of the greatest baseball players these eyes have ever seen. Maybe the best. Hell, I don't know. I'm going crazy. Recency bias. I need to shut up. Back after this on WHB.
Too many of you cry. brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving.
Well, I'll tell you what, those are two of the most entertaining and wild baseball games I've seen this year, the last two nights. If you did watch those games, you got your, well, I don't know, money is the right, but your time was not wasted. Man, that was wild. And we're just sitting here talking about it again, like we, you know, you covered baseball, you travel. I mean, it's so out of, like, if somebody would have told you that, okay, when did you stop covering the Royals?
Oh, shoot. On a daily basis, probably, yeah, about 2015.
So whatever. If someone would have told you, hey, there's going to be a guy in about 6 or 7 years, and just to give you an example, in a series against the Royals, one night he's going to have 2 home runs and 8 ribbies, and then the next night he's going to throw 8 shutout innings and have 13 strikeouts. You would have said, that's stupid. That can't happen. Right? That seems like I'm lying about what he did. Seems false.
I mean, like, for reference, you know, I was covering Zach Greinke in his you know, first years with the Royals. I was with the team in Arizona when he hit a home run in a game where he pitched and got to hit because it was a National League game, and he talked often about how he wished he could go back to the minors and become a position player. Because he thought it was boring to be a pitcher, because for 4 days you had to sit there and watch. You couldn't play. And he wanted to play every day. And the game where he hit that home run, that was his, I think that was his sophomore, yeah, it was his sophomore season. He got rocked on the mound, like just absolutely, you know, torched. And I remember, like, you know, you talk to the players, and some of the veteran guys were like, yeah, well, maybe you ought to focus on pitching a little bit more. Instead of, because he was real proud of the home run he hit, maybe you ought to focus on pitching a little bit more. And Zach Greinke's one of the greatest pitchers to ever live, right? Like, I believe he's a Hall of Famer. And he probably could have been a decent hitter. Maybe he could have made it to the major leagues as a hitter. Maybe. But just because you hit one home run in the big leagues doesn't make you a home run hitter, right?
And this guy was the star of the game as a hitter one night, and then the star of the game as a pitcher the next night. Not just like, oh, he threw a nice inning and he shows he could do both. He threw 8 shutout innings and struck out 13. I would give anything to see a Royals pitcher that's an everyday, that's just a pitcher, one time do that. Any of these young guys to look the way Ohtani looked last night.
And
right?
But the thing, too, is like those performances back up who he is as a player. It's not like... You know, for example, I like to talk about Bo Jackson being a once-in-a-generation talent. And he did some amazing things, MVP of the All-Star game, and he had some things that told you, boy, if he finally plays enough baseball, he could become great. But his overall numbers, you know, like there was a lot, he was not a great player all around yet. You look at Ohtani, I mean, like over the last 51 games, his OPS is over 1,000. And you look at him, I can't remember the full stat, but like over the last month as a pitcher, his ERA is below 2. For the year, his ERA is 2.9. So it's not like, oh man, look at this guy. If he could harness what he did over the last 2 days, he could be really good. It's like, he's great at both all the time. I mean, and then he backs it up with that performance.
And the other thing, too, is he has so much charisma.
He's having fun out there.
You know?
He's having fun.
He's like... Major League Baseball, they just gotta they have to like be banging their head against the wall, like what are we doing wrong here? And whatever it is, do something different. Because you're not getting enough juice out of what this kid can do. You're just not. That's all anyone should be talking about today. That's it. When it comes to sports. That's it. Like from a national basis, right? Because we're talking about it because he played the Royals. And so we got to see it. Well, some of us did. It was highlighted, but that should be everywhere. And I just, it's crazy, man. I cannot get over how incredible he is. The greatest two-game performance I've ever seen from a baseball player. And again, the first baseball player to have a game of at least 8 ribbies and a game of at least 13 strikeouts in a career, and he did it in back-to-back nights. That's what we're talking about here. Shohei Ohtani, greatest baseball player in the world, and it's not close. Back after this on WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Now that I'm done ranting and raving about Shohei Ohtani and what he did the last two nights against the Royals and helping the Angels to a 5-0 victory over the Royals last night with his 13 strikeouts and 8 shutout innings, Nate Buchady, tell people all about what happened with Sporting Kansas City.
They got a 6-0 win over Union Omaha last night in the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. So they're going on to the semifinals. And, you know, we talked about it with you yesterday beforehand that this is one of those games where Sporting should go out and win because it's like when a double-digit seed makes it all the way to the Elite Eight in the NCAA tournament and you think, oh, okay, the bracket's opened up for Kansas. They're going to win it. But sometimes it doesn't work out that way. Union Omaha is two divisions below Sporting Kansas City on the professional, you know, league rung in the United States. But they had already beaten two MLS teams. They beat Chicago. They beat Minnesota in this competition. And so, you know, going into the game, it was a lot about, hey, got to play a good game. Can't underestimate your opponent. And Union Omaha brought close to 1,000 fans with them. They were loud. They were singing and making a lot of noise before the game. And to their credit, the Sporting Kansas City fans, the Cauldron was absolutely full. Most of the stadium, it was almost a sellout. I don't know if it was or not, but the crowd looked great and it sounded great. And the team came out and they were fired up. They were firing on all cylinders. Omaha looked like this was the most important game in their lives. They came out trying to press Sporting all over the field. And Sporting just crushed them. I mean, just absolutely crushed them. Beat them 6-0. The goalkeeper made 3 really good saves in the first half, or it could have been worse. So it was a great performance by Sporting and exactly what you want to do if you're going to play in a game like that. And now they're going on to the semifinals, and they're going to play against another team from a lower division. Sacramento beat the LA Galaxy this week. And so they're going to play this team, Sacramento Republic, that are in USL Championship, which is one division below what Sporting plays in, and we'll get the draw tonight to find out if that game's going to be in Kansas City or in Sacramento. But it was a lot of fun. Great crowd last night, great atmosphere, something that unique about the sport where you can play somebody from a different division like that, and it was really cool to see all the Omaha fans down there, even though they didn't have much to cheer about by the end of the game. But they were still singing and cheering. I mean, they supported their team all the way to the end. It was pretty cool. So it was a lot of fun last night.
Here's a... I think this is a legitimate question right now for people. Okay, so Namdi's 19 and Marco's 24. So let's say 18 to 30 demographic. What do you think is more popular now in Kansas City, soccer or baseball? And you know you can go if you want to go back more, you want to go 14. I mean, because I think kids.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's so hard. Like I know that like we pay attention to the television ratings in what I do, and right now the Royals are still well above Sporting Kansas City when it comes to overall TV ratings. But here's a couple things about that. Those TV ratings measure people watching old school terrestrial television, right? That's watching through cable, watching through Spectrum or whatever. But what we've found is people, Namdi's age, people Marco's age and younger, rarely watch sports that way. They stream sports. And that doesn't go on the television ratings.
We also found that Marco rarely watches sports.
He's watching Obi-Wan.
Just in general.
But you know, like, but the younger demographics are going more towards, they stream games instead of watching games on television, right? So, and the streaming numbers for sporting are getting higher and higher. So I don't know. That's a good question. Okay. I really don't know.
Be honest, Marco. You bigger soccer fan or baseball fan? Be honest.
It's a good question. I don't know.
That's why I asked it. There's not a wrong answer. It's what you enjoy more.
I would go to a...
No one's going to get mad at you.
I know. I just
don't and don't let Nate's glares bully you. I'm really curious.
Maybe soccer. I played the video games more growing up. I liked going to the sporting games more, but that's because they always have had a really good team, more so in the last 10 years.
Well, not always in the last 10 years. The Royals have won back-to-back American League pennants in 14 and 15. So.
Then Sporting's won two U.S. Opens and an MLS Cup. But I know it's not as big as, maybe not as big as a World Series.
Was it, okay, so now it's more enjoyable for you to go to a sporting game, but Sporting's in last place.
I like
they're up to 12th after getting their win on Sunday.
Or 12th.
I do enjoy watching soccer more than baseball. But
Namdi, are you, now you get, you're an intern on this show. You must be honest. The two answers are baseball, soccer, or neither. And all are acceptable. Are you a bigger fan of baseball, of soccer, are you not a fan of either one? And again, we will sign off on your internship. You'll get your 3 credit hours. And so if you say something derogatory about soccer, Nate, he's not going to try to haze you or nothing like that. Are you more of a fan of soccer, of baseball, or are you just not really engaged in either one, Namdi?
I'm gonna have to go with neither. Neither.
Neither catches your eye.
I want to go to a sporting game because I haven't been yet, and I've heard they're amazing. But I'm not too interested in going to a Royals game anytime soon. If that answers your question.
Oh, hey, I would say most people now would say that they would have more fun at a sporting game than a Royals game because of the atmosphere. And you said that, Marco. I totally see that. You can understand that, right, Nate?
Yeah. You know? I mean, I will say this too, in defense of baseball, it's a different experience going to a baseball game than it is, you know, because there aren't as many soccer games. The people stand and cheer the whole time. At a baseball game, you're kind of hanging out. You know, baseball game's a great way to go out and have a beer or two, have a hot dog, you know, hang out with your buddies.
You go to a lot of baseball games?
I haven't been to one. I haven't been to one as a fan this year yet, but not because I don't want to.
Do you want to?
Yes. Do you want to? Oh, 100%. Yeah, I love going to ball games.
I don't believe it.
But I've been going to ball games since I was a little kid. It's a fun place. It's like hanging out at an outdoor bar. It's a good time. You know,
not the same as it used to be.
No. Well, look, in 14 and 15, it was so different. When like every game mattered so much and the whole place was packed and everybody's cheering. But even when the team's having a bad year, now look, I don't know how much money I'm willing to spend on it. But if somebody's willing to give me some tickets or I can get some cheap ones, I'd love to go to a ball game. Like, I always have fun going to ball games.
Is your dad, is he a fan like a World Cup soccer? Does he care about Nigeria? Did he ever try to get you to watch? Can he hear me?
Yeah, Namdi said he was 0-4. His dad loves soccer, but his kids don't care.
Right, but your dad loves soccer, right? Is it?
Yeah, my dad loves soccer. He watches all of it. He doesn't watch a lot of like MLS, but he watches a ton of like World Cup, Nigeria soccer, just random games that are on TV.
So has he ever seen Namdi? Please sit down next to me and watch this game, will you? Has he done that? And you're just like, turn on the NBA draft preview or something. I mean, have you ever Like, has he ever tried, when you were young, did he try to convince you and you just shunned him?
He tried
what?
To get us to play, but it's more of like a suggestion, you know? He'll be like, oh, this is on, you know? And I'll be like, huh?
So I remember, I remember very well coaching against you in grade school basketball. Namdi was a ferocious rebounder, known for his tenacity around the Northland Catholic schools. And so he tried to get you to play soccer. You didn't want to play soccer?
Just when we were, like, really little, but, like, not, like, past anything, like, first grade.
In retrospect, should you have played soccer for your dear old dad? Do you feel bad?
Yeah,
I should have,
because it probably would have kept me in better shape throughout growing up.
Will you go watch the World Cup or something with your dad coming up? Will you please? Can you?
I will be watching the World Cup with my father. I'm going to get him tickets for Father's Day 2026.
How about this? Well, that's... Namdi planning ahead for 2026. I know a guy that's well connected with sporting. Can I get you to get two tickets for Namdi to take his dad to a sporting game?
And it's got
to
be the Cauldron.
100%.
And maybe
of course
we create, because he said he wants to go. He'd like to go, and maybe his dad goes out there and says, "Oh hey, I love this."
And
I love it.
You just touched on a challenge that MLS has.
I didn't touch on anything.
There are a lot of soccer fans in America that will tell you, "Oh, I like soccer, but I don't really watch MLS." And that's the challenge that Major League Soccer has. Before they even worry about getting the non-soccer fan, they need to convince all the soccer fans in this country that their league's worth watching. And they're getting there. There's a lot more, but there's still a lot of people like Namdi's dad that love soccer, but MLS, I'm not really that interested in that yet. And so that's the first thing.
What if you create two new fans, though?
That's what I try to do every time. I love taking people to sporting games because usually when people go out there, they have a good time. And they go, okay, this is actually fun. I want to be a part of this.
And Namdi can get points and try to make it up to his dad for refusing to play soccer as a child. And finally, Namdi's dad will be happy with him with his acceptance of soccer. Yeah. See, I'm trying to see the internship can help him in so many ways. Absolutely. Back after this on WHB.